brings dollar snacks and $2 food. When we're together, the twins rise as one. Join in at twins.com/tickets.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. It's 9:36. Coming to you live from my radio hut right here on Dakota Avenue. Hey, folks, thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. Appreciate that. We are talking today, and I've been talking about this, Headwaters Royalty. And yes, that time of year, and it's coming up quick. Kurt Londrich in to talk with me more about this. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you again. Now, this is your fourth year.
Correct. We're going into our fourth year.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about Headwaters Royalty. You're still looking for contestants and girls to sign up for this, right?
Right. We're looking for candidates to run for our royalty positions. Each year, we select a queen and two princesses to represent our area. Basically, they're ambassadors for us.
Okay.
And this year, in addition to the Headwaters Royalty, we added Junior Royalty. And our regular royalty...
That's nice. You're filling the gap.
Right.
Tell us about this.
Yeah. The Headwaters Royalty is ages 17 to 22. And turns out the Wilkin County Princess Program ends at age 12. So we're filling in the gap, 13 to 16.
I like that.
With Junior Royalty.
Okay.
And we're looking for candidates for both areas, both positions.
And folks, there was a really nice article in the Daily News about Headwaters Royalty too, and about building leaders. And I love this quote from one of your girls that were crowned. She said, "It's about supporting your community and finding joy in making a difference." I love that. So, just a few things that that girls can pick up from being crowned.
Right, and she indicated in that article that when she was young, she was shy.
Yeah.
You know, and being our Headwaters queen that one year, I believe really helped her develop into the young lady that she is now.
Right.
She's very confident, outgoing, great personality, fantastic person.
So, Kurt, when you say ambassadors, what, if you could kind of thumbnail it here and touch on it, what are some of the duties or some of the things once they're crowned that they do within the year?
Okay. Well, there are three local parades that they participate in. This year, we've expanded more into other communities.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're in the Abercrombie Parade and the Fairmont Parade. And we're expanding into still more communities.
Great.
So they're ambassadors for our cities in the other communities.
Right.
And in addition to that, they attend many different civic events, Christmas tree lighting. They've worked Chalk Fest and other local events.
So they're very visible throughout
yes.
the year. And like you say, being ambassadors for...
Right. As visible as we can make them.
Right, absolutely. And again, you're looking for candidates. So if people are interested, Kurt, how do they become candidates or how do they apply for this?
Okay, well, I've got posters up everywhere I could put a poster. our Headwaters email is headwatersroyalty@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or they can call me. Phone number is 651-295-5115.
Okay.
And we'll get applications out to them.
And folks, if you missed this information or missed our part of our conversation, again, you can pick up phone numbers and website on our podcast, which will be up and on our website later on this afternoon. We can talk more, or you can get all that information there.
Right, and this is not a beauty contest, and there's no talent required.
Okay,
it's based on personality, poise, knowledge. The more you know about our area, the better, although we can teach you.
Right. Now, Kurt, is there a cap on how many candidates you can take, or is it kind of unlimited at this point?
Well, we can take up to 10
okay.
in each category.
Okay.
We have not had that many yet.
Right.
But that's our maximum.
Fantastic. And again, the new thing is your other contest that you're running along with the regular Headwaters Royalty, too. Cover that again. You mentioned it earlier.
The Headwaters?
Yes. But the it's not a preteen, but it's a different category.
Yeah. Well, basically the royalty, it's hard to hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking, like I said, for personality, basically.
Right.
The activities they participate in, Headwaters Day in particular, they start with the parade in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go through judging, and the pageant follows.
Okay.
So it's a full day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's September 13th.
And again, they can sign up too for the junior royalty too. And
correct.
What's the age span for the junior royalty, Kurt?
13 to 16.
13 to 16. Okay.
Yeah. The older is 17 to 22.
Sounds good, Kurt. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up here?
Well,
I think we've covered just about all of it.
Yeah, we've covered pretty much everything. They all need a sponsor.
Okay.
And the sponsor can be a business, family, church, another organization. And it's a good way for these businesses and organizations to promote themselves, too.
Right.
Because we give them acknowledgement at the pageant in the brochures. And
fantastic. And again, folks, for more information, and this is lowercase, too, Headwaters Royalty, all one word, at gmail.com.
Correct.
And then get more information there or give you a call.
Right, at 651-295-5115.
All right. Kurt, appreciate you stopping in. Come in and talk with us anytime, all right?
Thank you.
Kurt Laundrous, we're talking Headwaters Royalty here. It's 943, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.